you, Jesus. I'm looking for the Lord to do what he say. I'm looking for him to do what he say. Praise the Lord. So he took me to in 2 Chronicles, the 13th chapter, and I couldn't get out of that. And I kept reading. I said, God, don't look like there's enough in here for me to preach nothing in here. He said, you just do what I'm telling you to do. He said, you obey me. He said, whatever you feel, if you'll obey me, I will raise you up in this hour. He told me to tell you if you'll obey him, trust and obey him. Don't be led by people. You know, don't try to please people. Stand on what he give you. He said, I'm going to raise you up in this day. And I did, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So get ready today for God to move for you. Move for you. Pray. I saw Tina get up this morning. I saw you, Tina. I got up. You said, I'm going out to Grandma's church this morning. I don't know if you had any words, but the Lord began to talk to me about, and you got up. She's smiling. And you said, I'm going to church today. I'm going out there today. Praise the Lord. No, I'm not going to that. No, I'm going out there today. You're going to get what you came for. I said, you're going to get what you came for. And all of you that got up and say, I'm going to church, you're going to get what you came for. Praise the Lord. But it's only through him. Listen now, it's through him. You all came. You ain't just here about, mm-mm. Now, everybody here today came for a purpose. Now, that's what the Lord told me. I'm just telling you what he said. I may get crazy up here, so y'all say, Pastor said that. She's going to get crazy. Praise the Lord. I'm happy to be here today. I'm just so glad to be here today. I'm just glad to be here today. Praise the Lord. Listen, whatever you want, we're going to take the sacrament. Now, people take that, just take it. No. We're going to learn how. That this is the blood and body of our Lord. We do it in remembrance of him. And I told the Lord this week, when I go, I got some things I want healing in my body somewhere. And I told him, when I take this sacrament, Lord, you're going to heal me. There's no way you can take his blood and drink it and do that and nothing happen to you. And that's what you got to believe. You got to think. No, when you get in the water, it's just water. But when you get in that water and come up, the Bible says you died. It's a signal of you dying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, even baptisms are sacred. When you go down in the water and come up, hallelujah, Jesus, that's your watery grave. You come up. And overseas, when they go and come up, they got to give their life to Christ. See, in America, we don't know too much. We don't know too much. But I thought to myself, I said, Lord, you know what? If we was out there in that field doing what you tell us to do, we'll come here and we'll be a different people. We get out here and people done slapped and throw tomatoes on you and throw the egg against your head and whatever they do. They did that. That was nice back yonder. They do worse now. I don't know what they'll do to you out there too much. Cuss you out or whatever. I said, God, if we get out there, we're going to come in here praising you. We're going to come in here thanking you for being saved. We're going to come here and thank you. But see, you let's go sit there because I'm telling you, we got to get out of here. I had said every first Sunday, I said, Lord, I can't wait till everybody get healed. We got to get out of here. We got to go out there that highway and tell people about Jesus. Well, I don't know. No, just tell them what he done for you. You ain't got to go and start in Genesis and come up. Hallelujah. You ain't got to do that. Just tell them what he done for you. Get out there and tell them what he done for you. And it's mandated for the church now. People are looking for somebody to come and tell them something. I'm telling them, heard everything else. And it's got to be real. God getting ready to show up. And I didn't notice that when I started reading in 2 Chronicles, the 13th chapter, it said on the 18th year, I said, oh, Lord, there that 18 again. Just seen that this morning. I've been reading. I said, there's the 18th. Oh, Lord. God going to move today, so get ready. I hope that you ain't too tired. Because we getting ready to do something they did in this chapter 13. God said, you do it, and I'm going to do it. And he going to do it. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank for the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know what else to say. I'm just me. You know, I was sitting down there talking to the elder. I was saying, I don't know when we got to church with this. See, now he said, no, Pat, we couldn't have got it that day because then the church would be 18 years old. And so we bought this church in 2008. That'll be 10 years, right? This church will be, this part will be 10 years old. And they're going to be paid off in April. Whoa, whoa, damn, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it seemed like God has been leading me up to something with the church, you know. So this is getting exciting. get inside of me, Brother Mark, Sister Mary. I'm like, he lead me up to something, and I'm stupid. I don't know. I just sit up in the mornings, and I say, God, 2 o'clock in the morning, he got me up. I said, Lord, now I'm supposed to get some sleep. If you want, you say, you told me over here to sleep 8 hours. You know how old I am. Oh, I be talking to him, honey. But then I be feeling pretty good. So then the daytime, I have to take a nap because I be going to sit up. Pray, we sit down, and we talking. And he been telling me some things. I said, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. You just good. Praise the Lord. Something happens to you when you talk to God and you're upright. He get to answer your prayers. He'll answer your prayer, little prayers. So stand on your feet just a little. I'm going to try to start right. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for Brother Leonard coming back. We've been praying for you, Brother Leonard. Praise that we have. All the church has been praying. And I know you felt the prayers. But I just want to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask the Holy Spirit to use me. I've asked all the week, all every my waking. I just want you to use me. We want to be used, Lord, to help your people, to what we stand here for. You put us in this position. This is an awesome position you put us in, Father. So I'm asking you, Lord, to bless. For all those that got up in the morning, some came for whatever purpose. But, Lord, I'm asking you to bless, God, for those who came here, hallelujah, to be with you, came here to praise you, came here to bless your name, hallelujah. I want you to bless us, Lord, in Jesus' name, and teach us how to praise you. Teach us how, God, teach us how to get out ourselves. Teach us how to just reach up to you, God, because you're the only one now, hallelujah, and you've always been the only one. But, Lord, you brought us to another place. Lord, we're not in 19. Or whatever, Lord. We are here in 2018 and we need you like we never needed you before. Praise the there are trials, the devil in the front and in the back. Hallelujah. But you showed us the key of how to get out of this thing, God. Hallelujah. So as we obey you today, praise the Lord, you're going to bring us out. You're going to bring us out of these things we've been in, God, that we don't understand and we ain't got no help against. And so I thank you in Jesus' name, God. Use us for your glory. I ask it in the name of the Lord. Amen. Turn around and say, bless the name of Jesus. Just tell them, bless the name of Jesus. Tell everybody in here to bless the name of Jesus. Because he's real. He's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. I said, bless his name. Woo! Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I didn't just start last week. I didn't get saved yesterday. I taught Sunday school class when I was 14. I was teaching Sunday school classes. And wish I had of whatever I should have did to get stronger. Because, Lord, I wish I just... But, Lord, you know, your wishing ain't going to help nothing. Praise the Lord. But I just want to thank the Lord. I want you to go to the 2 Chronicles, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to obey the Lord. I'm going to do some reading and a little explaining. And I want you to know that this is about the 12 tribes. And I can't tell y'all about that, you know, as such. But I will give you a little thing on it so you will know. Y'all know it was 12 tribes. It was Jacob's sons, right? All right. Then you know that the tribes were split. You know, from disobedience, 10 to 2. Someone took 10, Israel took 10, and the other one over here is called Judah. You know, so they split up like brothers are splitting up today. But I'm telling you, when you split up, it ain't good. It's not good to be split up. So I want to go to the 13th chapter. We're going to do some reading. Praise the Lord. And we get down to some of the words I want to explain what the Holy Spirit told me. Now, in the 18th year, hallelujah, yeah, King Jeroboam, who is the king of Israel. Now, Jeroboam is not a good king. He's disobedient and the whole thing. He was the son of Nebat. He was not the son of Solomon. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. And I remember when I was a kid, the man, what we call him, the clerk in the church, he's a little old guy, and he'd always be talking about Jeroboam. And so I remember the name Jeroboam in my head. I don't know what he was talking about. He was saying, Jeroboam said, I wonder what so it goes back, you know, when you're a child, things goes back. But in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, who's not the good king now, he's the king of Israel, began Ahijah to reign over Judah. Judah's a small tribe now. It's only got, just Judah and Benjamin, which is, you know, they almost killed Benjamin off. So when he came against, he decided, you know, it's so strange how people, well, why would you want to fight your brother? Praise the Lord. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Now, these are brothers. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army. Listen, of valiant men, even 400,000. He mean to whoop this guy. Praise the Lord. But he, now Abijah is trying to just protect himself. He know that the other 10 tribes got way more men than he has. So he had men of war that went to war with David. They knew how to fight. And he set the battle of the world against them with 800,000 men. This is Jeroboam. He got 800,000. Abijah got 400,000. So it's outnumbered, isn't it? Way outnumbered. So Abijah stood up on the mountain Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim. So Abijah now, he's the brother of these, because these are his brothers. These is brother. He stands up on the mountain and warns them. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, child, we're going to be up on the mountain warning this devil. Hallelujah. Well, we get to that. So he stood up on the mountain and began. He said, now you should have known that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom of over Israel to David forever. Say forever. Say forever. I believe forever means forever in the Bible. I believe God is a covenant-keeping God. I believe when he say forever, he means forever. Now, man may get in there, but when he say forever, he means forever. Praise the Lord. He said, so he said, against, let's see. Don't you know, he said, yeah, Jeroboam. Now, he talking to Israel. He said, yeah, Jeroboam. So he talking, you know, to Israel, Jeroboam through Israel. And did Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and has rebelled against his Lord. I want you to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him, to his sons, by a covenant of salt. And I'm going to tell you about that covenant. Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, he's talking to these people now, he's talking to Israel, of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and has rebelled against his Lord. He's standing up on the mountain. Can you see him? He's standing up on the mountain with 400,000 men behind him, looking down, talking to his brothers with 800,000 men. All right, put you there. And, okay, he said, but there gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam. Now, Rehoboam was the son of Solomon, who took wrong information from young folks. When the kingdom was, you know, big and they was building buildings and, you know, taxing the people outrageously. So the young men came to Rehoboam when he was Solomon's son. After Solomon died, Rehoboam took the reign. He came to him and said, look, they taxing us. Man said, you know, hold up on the taxes. We don't mind working, but you just taxing us so bad. So he said, so the older men told him, said, yeah, Rehoboam, now this is another chapter. You need to stop taxing your brethren so much. You know, hold up on them. He said, oh, okay. Rehoboam now. He's young. So he goes to his young friends. Man, you know, they said, he said, you go back and tell them. Your father just taxed you a little bit. We're going to tax you like scorpions. You know, you're going to pay. And so they say, well, now. So they went back, and I think the kingdom kind of got bad screwed up then. He went back and said, well, you let David go to himself then. Praise up. So they didn't pay the taxes. Praise up. But now he says here that the older men, Abijah, see, you know, he said he let Rehoboam tell him what to do. Rehoboam was the king before this. Rehoboam was not a good king. He had him serving devils and doing everything. And he said, because Rehoboam was such a smart man, Rehoboam, he said, because he was so young, I'm thinking myself, and you should have gave him right information. So you didn't give him the right information. Praise the Lord. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of God or the Lord in the hand of the sons of David? We know we are David. We are under what David said. We are David's sons. They was too, probably. But he said, no, we and ye be a great multitude, and there are with you. Listen, he said, you got golden calves with you, which Jeroboam made for you for your gods, because Jeroboam was not a good king. You have you not cast out the priests of the Lord? You even got the right people for your priests. He said, the sons of Aaron, the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nation of other lands. You copping off with these other people who serving other gods. You come against me with 8,000 folks, but you better recognize what you got coming with us. You better look on what I'm trying to tell you. He said, so that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and the seven rams may be a priest of them that I know gods. And so they tried to serve God like people trying to serve him now. Just, you know, if God say do this, they do a little of this, but they don't do it right. They don't do it right. Uh-oh. They don't do it right. You know, I don't know, but in my heart, I say, God, the church has got to wake up. The church got to come forth. There are dying people in the church. And I look, you know, at the brethren, and they just be, it's like to me, please help me, Lord. It's like to me, where have they gone? Where have they gone? You go into these churches and you look. I'm talking about online now. I'm looking on my little computer. And it's some of them I really like, you know, some of the ministers. And I see the women. Lord, I'm just going to go like you lead me. Sanctified women. Love God women. They sitting with their dresses halfway up the leg like this. And then they have the nerve to cross their leg. Now, y'all may not think this is nothing wrong with that. But not only are they wrong, they're causing the men to sin. That man is human that's sitting there. I don't care what you say. And he looking at her, up her dress. She's supposed to speak it in tongues and got herself on. Women, put you some clothes on. I'm not saying you got to wear your dresses down to your ankles. Put on some clothes. God covered your flesh. He did. And he tell women to dress shameful. Now get this. You're supposed to be shamefaced. You ain't going to run my way. I like long shirts. You know, I wear them. I've had men come up and to me and say, it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing to see a woman with a skirt on. I've had men come up in the stores and tell me that. Well, that's legalism. Children of God, why don't you pray and ask God what it is? Why don't you pray? Why don't you start praying instead of taking your little fine, your little teeny mind and say, well, you know, God ain't looking at the outside. I don't know where I got to that. But I just was so hurt. And I saw this other child. She had all her shoulders out, all this out. And we went to get some wigs yesterday, Sister Mary. And this poor little girl, her lashes was this long. All of this was out. She wore the body. I don't know what they call them, the body suits. They fit all the way up. And she had little holes all the way here. All of this was out. It was just so sad. I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to tell her that Jesus loves you. Now you say, oh, Sister David, God, why ain't he moving then? We go overseas and we give them money. We give them food. We give them, you know, we give them food and stuff. But can't nobody say in the name of Jesus, get up. We lost the power of God because we decided to go the world's way. Now we ain't got no power. But we want to be Christians. We want to be Christians. And so we run overseas and I'm not against it. I send some help. Feed them. Clothe them. But we can't say in Jesus' name. They sit there all kind of ways. They're sick. Jesus told us to heal the sick. He didn't tell us to. He told us to heal the sick. He said, if you give a cup of cold water, he wasn't talking about what they're doing now. Lord, I don't know how I got there. I guess it's in my heart. I just in my heart, brother. I'm sorry. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, I don't understand everything. And I said, Lord, I know I got some going to go, but I'm sick of what I'm seeing. What do it take for me to come to you? I got to do it. because I'm just tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of women saying, well, it's all right. And they jumping in everything. Don't get it. Just the saint's going to be the first one at the counter. You know, I could go a little further, but I won't. It's just a shame. And it's so shame because we don't got no power. That's the shaming. So we got to make up other things. Let's get a school. You know, let's get some counselors. Let's get something else to try to help it because they want to help, see. And there ain't no counselor going to help no devil. Ain't no medicine going to cure no devil. Jesus cast the devil out. And that's what the church going to have to start doing. Thank you so much. Thank you. Because I'd have stand here and preach it if nobody agreed. What 13? Okay, then he was telling him, he said, look. What verse am I on, children? Okay, 10. Thank you, sweetheart. He said, I can't even see 10. But as for us, the Lord is our God. And we but 400,000 of us, and you double us, but the Lord is our God. Praise the Lord. He said, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests which minister to the Lord, they're the sons of Aaron and the Levites. Who's supposed to do it? You got other people coming in talking about they priests and they ain't doing nothing. He said, the Levites wait upon our business. And they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening, like the Lord, like Moses told them to do. They burn sacrifices and sweet incense and the shewbread also set they in order upon the pure table. And the candlestick of gold with the lampstand to burn every evening. For we keep the charge of the Lord our God. But ye have forsaken him. You forsaken him. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain. And his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you, O children of Israel. Fight ye not against the Lord your God, the God of your father. For you shall not prosper. You know, now listen, I'm trying to see in my mind, I was trying to think of when I was just read this and read it and read it and read it and read it. And I'm seeing this Abijah, this man standing, speaking what he feels and knows they have done. Not really knowing, hallelujah, what the outcome would be. I thought to myself, Lord, we in battles that we don't really know what the outcome is. Not really. And so look at here. When Judah looked back, but Jeroboam caused an ambush, took him by surprise to come behind him. So now here's 400,000 men behind him, 400,000 in the front. He ain't got but 400,000. So he got to get 200 to fight. He know he was beat in the natural. Listen, the Lord told me. He said, your trial may look like you, the devil done put you in the natural. He said, but all you got to do is do what this is saying here. And I started reading this chapter, and I don't know who's blessing, but it blessed my socks off. I'm telling you, I got so stirred up. I stood up and said, all right, devil. I did. Praise the Lord. So the men of Judah, listen, he said, and when Judah looked back behind, number 14, the battle was before and behind him. Hallelujah. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets. I heard that priest blowing them trumpets. I heard, hallelujah, the minister in the church lifting up his eyes and said, saints, come on, let's fight. I heard it, hallelujah, in my spirit. I heard, hallelujah, me standing up in Revival Center and say, stand up on your feet. We're getting ready to fight the devil. Praise the Lord. And so when the prayers, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Yeah, there's 400 in front of us, 400 behind us. We're standing in the middle. But God said, blow the trumpet. He told the priest to blow the trumpet. And when they blow the trumpet, the Bible said, read the next. Come on, Celeste. Come on now. Hallelujah. And as they blew the trumpets, the men of Judah shouted. They shouted. Praise the Lord. And all Israel before Abijah and Judah, I don't know where I am. Hallelujah. But when they blew the trumpets, they gave a shout. And I blew the trumpet. Get up and shout. You get up on your feet and you begin to shout for your, what you want God to do for you. Get up on your feet and to let her, if you're sick, take it and get healed. If you need God, take it. I'm telling you, God told me when you begin to shout unto the Lord, He's going to heal your body. Go ahead and shout. I know you ain't woke, you ain't used to it. Hallelujah, but ain't nothing going to move until you shout. I done blow the trumpet. I done blow the trumpet. All you got to do is give a shout. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you told me. Praise the Lord, you're going to heal your people. Go ahead and shout for your eye, girl. Go ahead and shout for you, Dee Dee. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout. Believe God. And then you get ready to take the sacrament too. Oh, Lord. You're going to get a double whammy today. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Give a shout. Hallelujah. When they shouted, I'm telling you, the Lord got down in that thing. Hallelujah. They didn't see God come down. But He was already there waiting. He waiting for you to give a shout. He waiting for you to say, God, I need you. He waiting for you to say, I've done everything I can do. I need you to move. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you. Thank you, Jesus. And in my mind, I saw the people shouting. I got so excited. My God got strong to me. Hallelujah. I jumped up off the seat in your house, brother, and I was back in my room. I said, Jesus, I believe you, Lord. And I gave a shout. I gave a shout to my God. I said, I gave a shout. Praise the Lord. I was over to whose house, and the worst thing ever happened to me happened. I mean, it was something that I got up. I said, I ain't going to take this. I said, I'm not listening to no more. I got up. I ain't never coming here no more. Whatever happened. Hallelujah. Well, I was supposed to take my car down to get it fixed. Way down on Lindbergh, which I don't even know how to do down there halfway. I took it down to get it examined, you know, inspected. And he told me what he would charge me. Praise the Lord. The devil jumped up, did something, I tell you. Wouldn't do none of your business. But all I know is, I shouted. I read the chapter again. And I shouted. The phone call came. Do you want me to help you take your car down? Just, I'll help you. He said, I know you was going to get the car fixed. He said, I'll help you. Do you need me? And talked on the answer machine. They don't never talk on the answer machine. I said, look at God. Now, see, y'all want to say, keep your mouth shut. There are times you got to keep your mouth shut. There are times when you face the devil, you don't know what to say. You done said something wrong, and then you done got things all out of order. You need to shut your mouth until God tell you what to say. I said, Lord, I don't know. I know who I am. I said, I know the kind of person I am. And so, Lord, if you need me to speak and say something, you let me say something. Contrite. His voice was so sorry. So sorry. Jesus. I said, I can't work it, but you can. I see you moving by your spirit. I see you moving by your power. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, I know something wrong because Friday we went down there and got the car done, took me to lunch, paid for my lunch, where you need to go. So I realized there's somebody sick. I realized that Satan got somebody. See, you got to realize who you're fighting with. You got to realize it. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. So when, praise the Lord, I told you what the Lord told me to do. Things got level. Well, at least I wasn't afraid anymore to go in the house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that you are listening, y'all. I might write this in a book, and I may tell you one day. But you're going to have to come on think today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And things got where I could go. I could feel peace in my house. So now I can't be asking people what to do. I say, because God, everybody got what you ought to do. I say, but I'm going to listen to what you're telling me to do. I said, I'm going to listen to what you say. It may not be how other people handle it, but this is the way me and you going to handle it. So I'm telling you what happened. I got up. I said, I don't want to listen to this no more. I'm not never coming over here no more. Never. Then that little pitiful phone call came. Pitiful. You could feel the hurt. Then I realized how bound. It's people that's bound waiting on us to lose them. Waiting on us to lose them. Praise the Lord. So all it did for me was, Lord, you help me. I think I told either Marin or Mark. I say, I don't want to, be where I can't minister to people's hearts. I've always prayed that. You got to minister to the heart of man. And if you got that gift, you got to stand up and see something in there that's going to take them somewhere else. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, God is getting ready now to show up. You better be glad you're at Revival Center, because God is getting ready to move. God is going to move. It ain't going to be no man moving. It's going to be God moving. Pray, I'm tired of man. I want God to move. Y'all open your eyes. When that little child stood up there and said, I said, Lord, you know what? You give me something for these young people. This child need to be at the altar learning how to praise God. I'm sitting there. Y'all think I'm thinking. Y'all sit there with you. I'm thinking. Pray. I said, Lord, it was a time when young people got saved. It's time when people love God like that. They just kids. They don't know. I said, but Lord, you help us. You help us to get these kids. Make us sanctified again. We need to be some of them old time sanctified folks. Or we kept them at the altar. Or we kept them at the altar and shook them or whatever you got to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You don't see what God is doing? Praise the Lord. I saw Jackie. I said, Lord, ain't nowhere in the world. You ain't gonna give her whatever she wants. Because she's honest and she got whatever you want to call it. I can't think of a good name right now. I said, but Lord, help me to be like that. She don't care. Hallelujah. But I had a dream. I'm gonna tell you about it years ago about you and me. I'm gonna tell you about it. But I'm telling you, God is raising up bold people. You gotta be bold. You gotta let this devil know. Hallelujah. You know, you can't love them so much, you can't tell them the truth. But the truth got to be told in love. You can't get out hitting it, folk. You got to tell them in love. I believe you can tell a homosexual something in love. I believe you can tell a transgender something in love. You get enough love and say, Lord, put some love down in my heart. I'm talking about, let my love be without dissimulation. I don't want no love that's halfway. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You might as well praise him again. Listen, right? I'm telling you what he told me now. He told me that he's going to heal sickness. He said it's not by power or might. He said it's by my spirit. Man done had too much to do. He said, you tell, show him how to praise me. He said, y'all get to praising me. Folk going to walk out of here. Pray the blind going to see. The lame going to walk. It ain't going to be because Sister Davis laid her hands on. It's going to be Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So Jack, and you just keep on playing now. Because we got to have some music around here. I said, we're going to have some music. Some dancing music, some praising music, some music. Amen. So let me tell you, so you know they won. And then Abijah, I remember he's from Judah. Y'all may be seated. He chased that booger. They killed up. The Lord whittled the natural tribe down. They ended up with what? Well, I think it was for over half of what the ones that had 400,000. He will it down. When God is on your side, he will let devil down the side. I'm telling you now, you got to trust him. And you got to know what he done. You got to put it on your dresser. Get you some word down in you. Come on now. Go on and read these 31 chapters in Psalm in Proverbs. What I read, no, it's something about when God tell you to do something. It's something about it when God say do it. I don't care if you done read it 40 times. Get it and read you one every day. Praise the Lord. Make yourself read it. Praise, because God got a, when he's telling you something, he got something in his mind. I'm enjoying myself. So I'm getting up and still going. I didn't know, me and Bridget trying to figure out how to get that car down there. I said, maybe I should call Meredith. And all she got to do, I got to get my car down here. The man done already told me to come down Monday and leave the car and he would fix it for me. I said, I got to get. So I said, Lord, it's yours. It's yours. So I come back. Huh, somebody done called me. Okay, what's going on? You know, and here's another thing. In your trial, when you know what you know, I'm trying to tell, say this as delicate as I can. When you know and you understand what you're going through and the person you're dealing with, don't be harsh and, you know, running and talking and, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to explain this. Praise the Lord. But the Lord gave me kind words. Even when I was being accused terribly bad, God gave me kind words. It's working. I say it's working. I say it is working. Now, if I would have said blah, 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 and they couldn't have came to me, y'all understand. Some of you about out here listening need to keep your mouth shut. You know, just speak when and train yourself to be kind. A soft answer turns away wrath, that's what the Bible say. And grievous word, now that's in Proverbs you used to read. And grievous word, stir up anger. I said, grievous words stir up anger. I'm going to tell them like it is. You done told them like it is, and look where you are. Yeah, you done told them like, I ain't going to let them step over me. I ain't no doormat. And see where you are. That thing ain't solved yet. But when softness comes from the Lord, now you done confused the devil because he thought you're going to do something else. And when you come back with love and kindness, he can't take that. It'll break anybody down. I mean, love will break anybody down. I said, love will break anybody down. Hallelujah. Love now breaks the devil down. I don't care how where people are, where they, how down they are. When they meet this love man, it breaks it down. It's not, he say, no, it's the love that he show. It's the love that is cast from him. It's the love, hallelujah. And it breaks it down. It, you know, it tears it, it just breaks it down. I've learned that in this trial. So I thank God for this trial. Praise God. I never had to humble myself like I have to humble myself. Praise God. But in this humbling, I realized, it's, when I preached, he said, well, you said, I said, yeah, I did say. The righteous man steps the order of the Lord. All right, then, this is what it is here. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be with you. I said, I'm going to be with you. Then he told me to, he said, pack up your clothes. Well, I did. I packed up about 3 weeks ago. Packed up. I'm living out of boxes. And I hung this up in the closet. I said, you ain't move? He said, I know when to move. You just follow me. Obey me and follow me. Disobey me. What did you ask me for? I told him what I asked. I'm going to give it to you. But I'm working. Then when I seen that happen, I said, oh, yeah, he worked. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all ought to be praising God. I mean, you know, it's got to be worked on. And God has got to be the one to work on it. You can't work on it. And don't try to do nothing before the time. And I said, Lord, no, for the time, I'm gonna listen to you this time. Because it's got to be you and only you. Or I get myself in a pickle. And I ain't eating no pickle. I ate enough sour pickles. I'm ready to eat some good old strawberries and sweet grapes and stuff. Hallelujah. I love you. I hope this has helped you some. Praise the Lord. And I hope that when you get in your trials and in your troubles, give a shout. He said, don't run to nothing. You know, sometimes we run to, we don't realize it. Because most of us that are emotional eaters, we run to a cookie. Because we're emotional eaters. Most people are. You know, or we run to get something sweet, and then you still got the trouble laying there. So next time, when your trial comes, because everybody most in a trial, I know you are. Hallelujah. Instead of running to the cookie jar, run to your knees and say, God, help me. I know this extra cookie is because of what I'm feeling. I know this piece of candy is not the answer. You are. And I believe you trying to teach me to run to me. Amen. We all do it. You know, so when I said, wait a minute now. Mm-mm. I have to talk to myself. Talk to yourself. You're talking. They have to, yourself have to listen. Because it's your mouth. And so they, yourself can't run away, but you got yourself got to listen to you. Amen. Talk to yourself. I can overcome. Lord, I can do this. I can do it. Hallelujah. I can overcome. I can overcome. Because you overcame. Praise the Lord. This devil ain't going to try to tell me that every time my trials come, I got to go get something sweet and eat it. He can't tell me that. Who you think he's talking to? He talking to a child of God. He talking to, now you didn't overcome that. That's just great. Like Jackie, you know, she don't have no problems. Amen. But you know, it's hard because that's why you do it. But I want you to know that the Lord say all this week, I want you to give it, learn how to shout. You know, when I have a spot on my clothes, I got something called shout. And I just go, when I get ready to wash, spray it on there and shout it out. And it comes out too. It ain't too much to shout, don't move. It's the truth. It's some good stuff. They sure named it right. When you stand on your feet. I enjoyed bringing that because I believe God gave it to me. And I believe God took me through that 18, that chapter, the 30, it was the 13th chapter. All the week for your and my benefit. So I do pray that you, that we'll get what the brother get, I get to minister to you and take it back and use it. You did the right thing. You almost preached my sermon. So you went in and you said, I took oil and put it on my eye. You almost preached. Yahweh, I said, don't let him preach, Lord. I studied this too hard. Amen. God will, he listen, he wants you to know him for you. God want to teach you him. He want to teach you him. It ain't that you don't, you know, or love your pastor or love Al. You know what I'm saying? But as we get older, the phone should ring less. As we get older. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to take your problems to, you're going to take him and see what he'll do. How you ever find out? If you don't try. It ain't that you don't think that you think that you're so good. No, you're going to have to talk to somebody sometime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But ask God, the Lord, you, the things I don't have to talk about, let me do it, you know, me and you. I want to learn you. What will you do? What did it take to move you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So while we're in this mood of loving God, praise him one more time. I'm going to ask you all that want to, because we told you last week, search your heart, and really search your heart. You need to search your heart before you do this. Honestly, I really believe that. So, Father, we thank you. I tell you, we thank you. Oh, Jesus. I think we're stirred now, a little bit anyway. Hallelujah, to learn you better. And I pray that you would help us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As we come, Lord, to partake of this that you've given so graciously. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Heal our bodies, Lord. Heal our minds. Heal our resolves. Just heal us, God. We need to be healed. And I'm asking it in Jesus' name. You all that want to partake, come. We're going to take this. I think this is a good time right in here. Thank you, Jesus. Come to take, we're going to take the sacrament.